I grew up with Cambodian music, mm-hmm. Cambodian karaoke. So. So my dad would be in the living room dancing and singing along and trying to pull me in. And we were just like, the neighbors can hear you. But then he's the one who actually spurred on my love for music. I just decided to do clarinet because it reminded me of the recorder that we learned in fourth grade. Mm-hmm.
You played clarinet for a little while.
Yeah, for 2 years, actually. Uh-huh. And then I entered middle school. I was really scared because I got moved into the symphonic band right away. And I was intimidated by all these eighth grade students. They were big, they were scary, and I didn't know exactly what to do. And then I was introduced to jazz in eighth grade.
And so then jazz came along.
Mr. Madden, my band teacher, he encouraged me to play the saxophone. So I took a month of lessons. He actually ended up putting me as the first alto. One of the first songs that we ever learned was The Blues Walk. Mm-hmm. And we learned Take the A-Train. That was totally new territory for me. I was probably swing challenged. So we started learning how to do the basic swing styles. And I started getting used to it, and I really started enjoying it. We actually started going through different jazz pieces, and I started learning about all the different jazz players, like Charles Mingus, like Dizzy Gillespie, even to Charlie Parker. And I remember going on YouTube almost every night and looking up all these new people, and I'm just like, wow, jazz is not limited to you have to swing. We can do ballads. You can do even Latin style. You can even take it to a punk rock feel. Mm-hmm. And that's still considered part of jazz.
Yeah. What are some of the favorite pieces that you've played over the years in jazz band?
Well, I just entered Jazz One this year recently. Mm-hmm. And one of the songs that we played was Get in Line. Mm. Oh, that's such a great piece. It's not your typical swing jazz style. It's really like a rock feeling, I guess. It's very punk. It's very hype. We had the crowd moving, and we had people tapping their feet, and I was really excited. One other piece was Georgia on My Mind.
Oh, yeah.
That happened my sophomore year. I was lead alto. There was always another saxophone player that was better than me, so I never felt as though I should take any solos or ballads. And one day, my jazz 2 director, Patrick West, he gave me this piece, and he said, I want you to play it. And then I had this freshman come up, and he totally just blew it out of the water, and I felt so bad, and I didn't want to play. So I told him, Patrick, I don't want to do this anymore. Give the solo to him. I don't want to play. But he sat me down and he told me that you can actually do it. I was scared to play it. It seems as if all my jazz memories, I was scared, but
it's good. It's good for you.
It is. I kept on working at it. Every day after school, I'd pick up the recording. I'd play over the recording and I'd improvise over it and everything. And when the spring concert came, I walked up onto the stage and there's only one spotlight. And so you kind of get this tingling feeling in your stomach, like, I'm actually here. So I started playing, and I actually squeaked a couple of times on my notes, but I started feeling it. I started closing my eyes, and I think that was the one moment where I felt like jazz really made me a person. Jazz was there when I needed a hand, when I needed something to hold on to. There's just something about it. There's just me and my saxophone and the music, and there's no one else around me. It was this euphoria. I remember playing all these random notes, hoping like all of them would work. And then I finally hit the last note, and I hit it, and it rang across the mic. And then he cut everyone off, and all I heard was applause. And I opened my eyes finally, and I saw people from the back corner having standing ovations, people cheering me on, people calling my name. I turned around, and my jazz members jazz band friends were clapping, and I never felt like that ever before in my life.